Hey there, nursing community. Welcome back to another episode of Two Male Nurses.
Two male nurses.
We're on episode 15.
Yes, and we're going to talk. Today we're talking inflammation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're talking steroids. You want to be a big boy? We're talking steroid use.
Hey guys, welcome back. So today, we're talking about a topic that's pretty specific, but we use it all the time, and it actually covers a very widespread response.
It's very cool. Yeah, when we first learned this, I like mind blown. Like,
yeah.
That is really cool.
Dude, and this is something we're pushing every day in the ICU.
Do it every day in the ICU.
Every day.
Yep.
And you know it's not the Miralax. We're going to talk about that next week.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. But we're talking steroids. So... first, we're just going to give a little bit of background about inflammation, and then we're going to go into like kind of how we control it. So big picture, the first phrase we're going to talk about, a biochemical mediator. So biochemical mediators are just messengers that respond and promote inflammation. So you start having any sort of inflammatory response. What do you think of when you think of inflammatory response?
Oh, man. I think of bug bites and sepsis.
No, sepsis. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A big one.
Bug bites, too.
Post-op patients, burn patients.
Burn patients. Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Trauma patients. I mean, like,
what doesn't?
Any patient, really.
Exactly.
And these biochemical mediators is something that, like, we're not giving. This is like your body's, like, what, like a natural, like, kind of like...
Immune response. Exactly. It's just a signaling. They call them a signaling molecule, but basically it's just something your body's releasing in response to and to promote inflammation.
Right.
Okay. And so your body is seeing the inflammation and it has a response. It releases these biochemical mediators, and these biochemical mediators will promote vasodilation.
So swelling of vessels.
Right. Exactly. Increased vascular permeability.
Okay.
Get puffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Phagocytosis, and then
white blood cells.
Right. Yep. So it's just going to just bring in white blood cells. So everything that happens when you have the swelling, they're kind of brought about by these biochemical mediators.
Right. And these are like generally when you think of like kind of good things, like you think of when you bump your elbow or scrape your knee, you know, it swells up a little bit, you know, pus drains out eventually and stuff, but it's like trying to heal and prevent infection. But in these very, very sick patients and everything, it's like profound, widespread, and it's actually like damaging.
Exactly. And it's funny because even in smaller cases, these are damaging. Like they're doing a little bit of good, but they can be doing bad. I mean, what do you do when you break your arm or you sprain your wrist?
Right.
You ice it.
Right.
You're decreasing that body's natural response. If you don't, you can have longer inflammation. It can become overinflamed. You can have like some long-term arthritis stuff. I looked into it when I hurt my arm a couple of summers ago. I was doing super rugged, manly... I was playing golf. I'll admit it.
Man, it's rough being 25,
oh,
huh?
I know. I'm so embarrassed. Like 30, I played golf. I hurt my elbow. I don't even want to talk about it. But anyways, I like looked into all this stuff. And so you ice it, you can really hurt yourself. And that's what we're doing. These biochemical mediators, they can really hurt you.
Okay.
They can hurt the patient. The one explanation we heard of this, again, this is coming from a friend of ours, Dr. Brett Clay, the way he said it, I'm going to try to quote him on this. He just said, these burn patients, the burn doesn't kill them. It's the inflammation that kills them. The burn doesn't kill them. So they're not getting hurt. It's actually the body's response that's hurting these patients. Mm. And so if you can lessen that massive inflammation, that vasodilation, that phagocytosis, you know, all this stuff, the increased vascular permeability, if you can just lessen that a little bit, you're going to help your patients.
Right. Sweet.
So these biochemical mediators, what are they?
Yeah, are like actual examples of them.
Yeah. What is a biochemical?
One that we all have really heard of is histamine.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
you think of
histamine as like a response for like an allergic response or whatever. Which
allergies?
It's just allergies.
Yeah.
And so histamine, all we know, it causes like the bronchiolus, smooth muscle constriction, and vasodilation, everything, decreased blood pressure, that kind of stuff, right? Another example is bradykinins that are causing that extra vascular permeability, vasodilation and everything. And as a result of like cellular destruction, yeah, interleukins and eicosanoids.
Nice. Well, what's the big boy?
The eicosanoids.
Eicosanoids are the big boy. We actually took it off Wikipedia as a direct quote for trying to find a really good clean definition for you guys. But eicosanoids are, they're distinguished from other chemical mediators, okay, by their, let me see if I can read this right, by their overwhelming importance as cell signaling molecules. So they are, in simpler terms, they are the big boys, these eicosanoids. Right. And it's funny because you look at the other pathways, you look at pathways of these other mediators, and they're pretty straightforward. It's just one little tree of this leads to this, leads to this, leads to vasodilation, permeability, swelling. And then you look at, that one's bradykinin, you look at histamine, it's just this and this, and this is inflammation. Okay, you look at eicosanoids and their inflammatory tree, and it's literally a tree. You have like one thing happening at the top, and it's a long, mm-hmm. slim line that leads to something else, and from there it just branches off into all these different subsets and categories of inflammation.
Right.
Okay. One branch leads to this and this and this and permeability, and then another branch, another branch, another branch. I mean, there's just these multiple, it's just a giant tree. And if you flip the chart upside down, that's what it literally looks like. You have the trunk, which is one path, and then you have all these different branches. And some of these branches, I mean, if you give like an NSAID, mm-hmm. it clips like one branch. You know, so you give your aspirin, it clips one branch.
Yeah.
But you don't want to clip one branch. You want to save your patient. You want to help your patient. How can you stop the most amount or the majority of these inflammatory processes from happening? If this was a tree and you're trying to stop the most processes from happening, what would you do?
Gotta chop it at the trunk.
You cut the trunk. Exactly. You cut the trunk. So again, these little branches. You got a branch here, a branch there. Now I'm gonna pick this branch. I'm gonna clip that branch. I'm gonna give an NSAID. But how can we just cut down the tree? How can we just cut the trunk?
This is totally chainsaw.
Chainsaw. Nice. Yes. Chainsaw. The trunk. How can you chainsaw the trunk?
Propofol.
Oh, well, I mean, you could try that.
Yeah, no.
But what would you want to give?
Glucocorticoids.
A glucocorticoid cuts it at the trunk. You don't even have to mess with the branches. You don't have to clip a branch here, clip a leaf there. You don't do any of that. You cut the trunk. You literally uproot the tree, this massive inflammation tree. You just cut the trunk with a steroid.
Yeah.
Glucocorticoid, Solu-Medrol.
Yeah.
That's the one we push all the time. Every single patient, our intensivist will put in like, I want 62.5 on this guy. And you're over there like wasting Solu-Medrol into the trash can. Like, why am I giving this tiny little dose of Solu-Medrol every day? Like frustrated. Like, oh, I got to give up at noon. I don't have any meds. Oh, yes, I do. I have 1/3 of a dose of Solu-Medrol. I got to stomp into this room and give it. That could be the most important thing you push all day, man. You're stopping this massive tree. Dude. You're uprooting the tree.
Yeah, and they do that. Like even like in a crashing patient, we just intubate. Like, all right, they're putting in orders for pressors and sedation and a glucocorticoid.
And remember the other day, we had our nurse practitioner was running over, and the patient was crashing, and she was actually yelled out, "Did he get his steroid already?" Like, steroid? Why are we? I don't know. Steroid? Is he a bodybuilder? He doesn't need just get the vaso, get the levo, get the epi, get the fluids, get this, get that.
Yeah.
No, get the steroid.
Right.
Go get him the steroid, man.
And just chop this massive inflammatory response at the root.
Yeah. So basically, big picture, you're thinking about inflammation, you're thinking about all the things that can happen that actually hurt the patient. You can stop all that by giving the Solu-Medrol. Given the steroid. Cut it at the trunk.
Cut it at the trunk. Two Male Nurses expressly disclaims any liability in association with this podcast.